This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Ithi Agnihotri-Mazhalkar.
And now with us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Dan Kraft. He is special project reporter for the Morning News of Northwest Arkansas.
It's Northwest Arkansas newspapers these days, but yeah.
That's right. Okay.
It goes by many names.
Yes. And from time to time, you come in to tell us about a special project that's going to be in the paper. There's one that's in today's Sunday edition.
Yes.
Methamphetamines.
And all the many changes we've seen in meth use and meth production in our region over the past 10 or 15 years, it's not what it once was.
Well, it's been around for a while.
Yes.
So what is different?
Everything from the production methods to the source of the meth itself. Law enforcement efforts have changed. Rehab is different than it once was. Even cleanup efforts have some new innovations.
Such as?
Well, for one thing, a total lack of money compared to what there used to be for cleanup. The DEA money that was nationally set up years ago for cleanup of these full-size labs that were in a house or a hotel room sort of dried up, and the local folks either had to eat the cost themselves, and this can be a very pricey situation. They got a little creative. Some of them went for EPA Superfund money. Hmm.
Because it was a contaminated site,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. But you used to have to just do a complete scrub down and sometimes even a tear down of these places. Now there are neutralizing chemicals. Hmm. You can almost fog or spray a place down and get the residue off the walls, the carpeting, the entire area.
You mentioned there's differences in production. What I have always kind of known about meth production is that it could be done relatively inexpensively and basically mobile.
It's getting more and more mobile. In the early years, it was almost a chemistry lab set up in a kitchen or in a hotel room, often because if you got busted in the hotel room, they couldn't seize the property. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you got busted at your house, they could take your house.
I see.
And there were several very flammable, very explosive components to it. However, these days we're seeing something called shake and bake, or one pot method, mm-hmm. where you can take that entire lab, it's condensed into essentially a 2-liter bottle. The whole thing just sits there and cooks in a 2-liter bottle. We actually had someone busted trying to grab all the ingredients at Walmart and cook it as he walked through
the
store.
I remember that. Yes.
There was someone trying to manufacture meth inside.
Inside the store, yeah. Walking around waiting for it to finish reacting and cooking out.
If it is this inexpensive and relatively easy, if you know what you're doing, to do, how does law enforcement combat it?
Well, they take two approaches. One, you've got to have pseudoephedrine, which is in the cold medicines or allergy medicines very commonly, simply because if you need it for your allergies, it is about the only very effective ingredient out there.
And that's why there are certain medicines that if I'm trying to buy for my cold or allergy, I have to go through the whole process of showing ID and signing.
The ones that have the pseudoephedrine in
right.
it, yes. And you can only buy so much of it in a given time span or you'll be flagged as well. That's getting harder for them to find, but this new one-pot method doesn't require as much, doesn't produce a lot of meth. It's more for personal use than for massive distribution. You're not cooking huge amounts. It's not particularly pure mm-hmm. by meth standards, but it's quick, it's easy, and if it doesn't explode on you, it's got a lot fewer risks than a full-size lab.
Is this one-pot mixture, is it as addictive as I understand?
It turns out the same kind of meth.
Huh.
But it is also very, very explosive, the chemical reaction is. So if you were in an old full-size lab and something got knocked over, something popped, you ran out, you let the trailer burn down, you just left the hotel room. If this explodes in a 2-liter bottle, it's probably right next to you. You're holding it. You end up with chemical and thermal burns that are pretty nasty. And that even that is driving up some costs. They tend to cost more than even regular burn victims do if they hit the hospital because they're also generally uninsured.
Hmm. Any idea, is meth a bigger problem now than it was before in Northwest Arkansas?
Well, we spent some time talking to Asa Hutchinson, who, as you know, was a former member of Congress mm-hmm. from Northwest Arkansas and then was head of the DEA. I believe he started in 2001 as meth was really ramping up as an epidemic across the country. You were still seeing full-size labs. It was still a very rural problem because of some of the smells associated with it made it easier to find in town. It seems to have leveled off into a fairly constant, fairly steady number of users, you know, amount of drugs, etc. It's not expanding rapidly like it was about a decade ago. Mm-hmm. One thing that has sort of fallen off the radar, farms, agricultural uses, and large plants, like Tyson plants, they used ammonia for refrigerant or for fertilizer, were getting knocked over left and right. People were stealing the anhydrous ammonia because they needed it to mix the meth.
Hmm.
This new method doesn't require that addition. The chemical reaction makes it itself. You're not seeing ammonia thefts anymore.
But it's still being made.
And what's not being made is coming from super labs in Mexico. Larger, higher quality, cartel-driven quantities.
So whereas, correct me if I'm mistaken, whereas perhaps 10 years ago, much of the meth that was available in this region was perhaps made here, now
you're seeing, if it's not somebody doing the one-pot method for small amounts, anything that's a distribution level or a trafficking level, yes, is coming from the super labs out of Mexico. Now, the Mexican Army did recently make a huge bust down there, 15 tons of meth and ingredients. They said, our local law enforcement type said that that won't really put a dent in the supply here, although it might drive the price up.
All right. And this is all in today's paper.
It is. This is something that we'd collaborated on for over the course of a couple of months. Myself and Chris Freiberg, who's our courts reporter in Fayetteville, put this one together.
Is it ever weird putting this together? I mean, did you try to talk to anyone who
is
It was a little hard to find. It's a little hard to find those people because they tend to be a little paranoid of the
right,
press.
Right.
We did talk to a former user about the addictive qualities of meth. She was not as familiar with the one pot method as she's been clean a while, and this is not a brand new development, but more a recent one. The full size labs we do still see occasionally are usually from a long term cook who simply knows that method, is familiar with it, and hasn't switched over.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
Appreciate it, guys.
Dan Kraft is special project reporter for Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Great.